the beginning, as all of our practices do, I guess, by settling, stabilizing, inviting yourself into presence. This is a seated practice, so really feeling the seatedness of it. Feet on the floor, the legs on the floor, the thighs, buttocks, low back supported by the chair, the cushion. And then really inviting awareness that it's not just the chair and the cushion or the floor. It's the earth that's holding you up. Inviting an awareness here of the rootedness we all have, held by the earth, grounded on the earth, made of the same stuff as the earth. And the way sitting still has a kind of majestic quality, just like a mountain. And we can bring mountains to mind and to heart as a gentle and sometimes very strong support for our practice as a mountain. If you like, you might picture a beautiful mountain, Mount Baker, Mount Rainier, Como Colshan, maybe it's a better name, and Tahoma. The steadiness of the mountain, its breadth, its height. Seeing and even feeling the overall shape of the mountain. The lofty peaks and ridges. Cold, austere, and beautiful. The deep valleys with their rushing glacial rivers. There's a sense of flow on a mountain as well as solidity. So opening to your own feelings of solidity and also of flow. At the base of the mountain is so rooted in the earth, in the mantle, in the bedrock of our amazing planet. And so may we too feel rooted, bedrock. Could even imagine the body itself in its usual parts to be mountain parts, mountain places, mountain qualities. The head as the peak of your mountain. High and balanced. The The arms, the sloping sides. And of course, the legs, buttocks, feet, the base, and everything in between, the elevated quality of your spine. The height and majesty of the mountain. Mountain is so steady, unwavering in its stillness. And peacefulness beyond words and thoughts. Can we, in some gentle way, not a rigid thing, we don't have to get tense, better to be relaxed. We can embody these qualities, these mountain qualities. In our physicality, and also as we consider movement through change and time and uncertainty, the mountain doesn't waver. Through the seasons of the year, the mountain is steady, changing but steady, and through the seasons of your life, you too can practice stability. The sun moves across the mountains. The mountains are still and receptive to the sun. Clouds pass. Storms blow in. Sometimes terrific storms. The mountain doesn't waver. Storms pass. Calm, beautiful days. The mountain is present. And the mountain supports such richness, as does each of us. So many lives intersect and support each other on the mountain. In our lives. Blooming flowers, trees, marmots, birds. The mountain is a place of rich life, even as it is so majestic. Place that is also a place of nurturing. And your life too, your mountain too, nurtures so many and is nurtured by this exchange. The mountain appreciates all of this. Weather and life, change and stability. And with life, death, the mountain is steady, bearing witness to death as well. As do we, those we have lost, those that we will lose soon, Those who we aren't even thinking of that about yet, but we know in our heart. All beings are temporary, even mountains. So as mountains, we can practice steadiness in total unsteadiness, in dynamic flow, life and death, birth and decay. And the mountain knows not to take it all personally. Can we feel the freedom of that? Things happening in the nature of the way they happen. Tears come and go, smiles come and go, and the mountain is steady. As we live like a mountain in the middle of the weather of our lives, the changes of our lives, the seasons, nurturance and loss, and somehow there's a great beauty to all of this, even the tragedies. A beauty that includes sorrow, a beauty that hums with joy. So let us sit a little moment longer as mountains. Not so much all these ideas, but the experience, the feeling of stability in the midst of what is. In this moment, right now, and right here. And here's a little quotation from John Muir, a lover of mountains. Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as the sunshine flows into trees. The winds blow their own freshness into you and the storms their energy, while cares will drop away from you like the leaves of autumn. Climb the mountains and get their good tidings. Nature's peace will flow into you as sunshine flows into trees. The winds will blow their own freshness into you, and the storms their energy, while cares will drop away from you like the leaves of autumn. So maybe we would say, be the mountains and be those good tidings. Nature's peace, freshness, and cares dropping away.